Jackson. Adrian, great to have you here, as always. In fact, do we ever go home? That's the question. It's been another great weekend in the Stobart Super League. It was round nine. Round nine, we're a third of the way through the season already. Can you believe that, Mr. Jackson?
That's how exciting it has been this year, hasn't it? You love you would believe that much, that the league's just flying past.
Certainly are flying past, and so are the tries. So many tries scored this weekend. And let's have a quick run through the results, first of all, before we concentrate on the action. Castleford Tigers 34, Hull Kingston Rovers 30, Castleman Dragons 76, Whitney 6, Hull FC 24, Bradford Bulls 18, Leeds Rhinos 12, Huddersfield Giants 22, London Broncos 36, Whitfield Wildcats 0, Salford City Reds 20, Wigan Warriors 40, and Warrington Wolves 16, St Helens 28. Some titanic struggles there, and some runaway victories.
Well, the runaway victory in the south of France, wasn't it? Certainly a trip to France that we didn't so want to forget about.
It was a debut to remember, though, for the young Catalan winger, Cardis. Not Daryl Cardis, surely. No, we're talking about an 18-year-old, and he scored four tries. Green Shields also chipped in with a hat-trick. Giroud kicked 11 goals, and I tell you what, I bet Whitney's were just glad to hear the final whistle. They trailed 36 points to 6 at half-time. Only John Kite troubling the scorers as far as Whitney's were concerned, and it just got worse in the second half. That result means that Whitney's Vikings slide to the bottom of the table again. That was after Castleford Tigers managed to overcome Hull Kingston Rovers in a real ding-dong tie over there at the Probies Coliseum. 34-30, you couldn't ask for much closer, could you?
Great game of rugby, wasn't it? Another hat-trick hero in the shape of Chris Wellham for Hull Kingston Rovers, but unfortunately he wasn't a winner on the day for Tigers, who they weren't expected to win this one, by the way. They've not been playing particularly well leading up to this game, so whatever Ian Millwall said, it seemed to work wonders, didn't it? And Castleford would be rather happy that they played for the 40s to get the victory as well.
Now, we spoke last week about Bradford Bulls' problems. They have to raise £1 million in the space of 2 months. They've got to actually raise £500,000 by Good Friday, haven't they, to actually stay in business. They went down to a narrow defeat at Hull, but a big thanks to the Hull fans because they were able to raise nearly £2,000 through a bookie collection.
Well done to their fans, but just George Rugby League is one big family, and when everyone's in need of some help, the help will come from other avenues. And a big well done to Steve O'Connor, he personally donated £10,000.
It's great that we've got people like Steve O'Connor in the game who care enough about it to be able to put the money where the mouth is and hopefully help guide these sides out of trouble.
We initially figured they got a raise, which is £500,000, and the last count it was just over £150,000, so they've still got a bit of work to do if they're going to reach that mark. And I think with everything going on, it seems to have become a distraction for the boys on the field as well, because they just never really focused on the game against Hull.
A couple of tries there for long-serving Richard Horn. Manu and Briscoe, the other try scorers, with Tickle continuing this excellent form with the boot with another four goals. Bradford in response had tries from Lilia, Price and Bateman, with Samet kicking three goals. But as Adrian mentioned, all these results on the field have got to fail into insignificance when you get into the battle that's happening off the field.
Now, what a turnaround for London Broncos. They suffered a defeat at the hands of Widnes Vikings at the Stobart Stadium. They go back down to the big smoke in London and turn over Wakefield change to Wildcats.
Yeah, London Broncos coach Rod Powell, he'll be a happy man, you'd imagine, because after his defence appearing so leaky over recent weeks, he's not only managed to turn his side into a winning team, they also didn't concede any points at all. It was a great defensive performance, to be honest, against Wakefield.
They've been working hard, haven't they? He was very critical of his team after the defeat against Widnes, and I think he got the response he was looking for.
Club Sargentson, Dixon and Robertson with two scored tries. Colburn and Dawn also chipping in. And surprisingly, Luke Dawn relegated to the reserve bench for this one. 24 points to nil down at half-time. Wakefield had it all to do and they couldn't really pose any sort of threat, could they?
Richard Adair will be one very disappointed coach when he sits down and looks back on his performance against London.
Huddersfield Giants, they take over at the top of Super League thanks to an excellent away 22 points to 12 victory over Leeds Rhinos. Now, McDermott, the coach, said it was an improvement on last week. They got hit for 40 odd points up at St Helens, but surely they should be looking at picking up results like that at home.
Well, they'd been thinking they could get the victory at home against Huddersfield Giants, but the Giants, they're a great team, aren't they? And they're not scared of going anywhere and turning all the big guns.
Now, Greg Eden was one of the try scorers for Huddersfield Giants, and
Southampton at the DW Stadium, and he went to the home of the City Reds looking for a victory, and he came away with a comprehensive victory out there as well.
Good win, Darrell Gurley scoring a couple of tries. Sam Tompkins moved from full-back into the half-back role, actually coming up with a couple of tries. Is there anything this fella can't do? George Carmont, Farrell, Russell and Charlie, the other try scorers, with Charlie chipping in with four goals. And great to see Wigan actually giving some of the younger players a chance, and also Matty Russell getting out there again. And again, he rewards his coach with a try.
Yeah, getting a chance, like you mentioned. I think with Sam Tompkins, I've always felt his best position is to have that role. I think at full-back, he's not involved in the game as much as he'd like to be. At the big game of the weekend, so Warrington and St Helens go toe-to-toe at a capacity Hollywood Jones Stadium crowd. 15,000 was the attendance on the night. Warrington's biggest home attendance in nearly 39 years.
What a super attendance. It just shows that rugby league is alive and kicking for Warrington Wolves. It also shows by the result that St Helens' season is now alive and kicking. Back-to-back victories over Leeds Rhinos and Warrington Wolves have really turned things on their head, haven't they, as far as St Helens are concerned. And they got away to such a great opening. Four tries in the first 23 minutes.
Been a great week for St Helens, hasn't it? It was all doom and gloom, and Roy Simmons had left the dugout, and in place came Mike Rush and Kieran Cunningham to steer the ship, and the players have really responded in a positive way. On Friday, not many people were tipping St Helens to pull it off, but for me, Warrington just not playing as well as you'd expect them to be.
I would agree with you there, Adrian. I think that certainly they have struggled along, and they've kind of limped along with completion rates. Yes, we know they're not a big part of Tony Smith's philosophy, but you've got to play to a platform. And when they conceded all the points against St Helens in that opening 23 minutes, like I mentioned, I thought they hit the panic button.
A response from Warrington, get hot and got a fortunate try before the half-time break. And maybe everyone was expecting the comeback to come on for Warrington in the second half. Now they touched down first through Joel Monaghan, but since they'd hit back with a try to run through Soliola to wrap the game up, Warrington got a late try through Ryan Atkins, but the game was already done and dusted. That was just purely consolation for Warrington Wolves. But the result could have been a lot worse for Warrington, because Saints, in my opinion, had two perfectly good tries ruled out.
Yeah, and I also felt that the best player on the field in James Robert. This fella just does so much work. We're a big fan, aren't we, on Super League Talks?
Everybody's a big fan of James Robert. When he's on the field, Saints have the X factor on the R factor, because he is that kind of a player. He does a lot of work for the cause of St Helens, and he causes defences all kinds of trouble as well. I thought young Lomax had a decent game as well. For St Helens, you mentioned some of the big guns back to the best form over the last three games. They need to build on that now and kick on for the rest of the season, and it was a welcome return for Andy Gardner. Been out for a long time with injury, came up with a try against Leeds Rhinos.
Adrian Newcastle with Eddie Gardner. In fact, it was Adrian. Meets Adrian.
Eddie Gardner, first of all, welcome back to the World Rugby League. Two back-to-back games, two tries.
Yeah, it's good, nice to be back. Yeah, missed a lot of the season last year and had to sit frustratingly on the sideline watching all these big games go by. So it's nice to be, you know, getting back in the big games and getting amongst the tries again.
You mentioned the big games, one against Leeds, and it was a big game, Saints against Warrington derby game, and a victory for Saints.
Yeah, definitely. It's massive derby game, you know, Warrington and Saints, you know, especially as Warrington have been in such good form over the last couple of years as well. And it's something that, you know, we wanted to build on from Leeds last week, and I suppose it was good that we had a short turnaround from last Sunday to tonight, and we kept our momentum going.
You mentioned it's good to be back in the tries. You got the first touchdown early doors in the game as well, and that seemed to set the stall.
Yeah, we had a couple of penalties in our favour coming in. You know, the first opening set, we managed to sneak over in the corner. So, you know, I think there's a few people who had a bit of money on me for first try scorer in the league, so they'll be happy. Very good team drive on, I think I just finished off.
Did it surprise you just how well you start and how far in front you were from that first half?
I don't think so, no. I think we've always got that confidence that we can go on and, you know, build leads like that. And, you know, we're very good at second side. But, you know, if we stick to our game plan, you know, there's not many sides that can handle us. But, you know, it's sticking to the game plan and, you know, having confidence in our own ability, which we did after that. We did it against Leeds last week.
You always knew once and were improved. You came out guns ablaze in that second half, but you stuck in there.
Yeah, I said the time was going to turn. If we had so much ball in the first half, it was always going to change into Warrington's favour at some stage. So, you know, we really were about to stop about half time, and, you know, thought we were over that storm and came out the other end. We've only conceded one try and managed to get a try of our own to put us outside.
Looking at the two wins back to back, what do you think the turnaround's been in those two games?
Yeah, I think we've just just going back to a really simple game plan, and you know, we're just all over the credit because, you know, play to our strengths, and you know, you've got the, you're probably the best looker in the world, and GM through over and out of the half, you just need to jump on the back of that, and you know, I think the boys, you know, the forwards especially, have been laying a really good platform for us, and you know, I think it's just more simplicity more than anything. That's, you know, sometimes a bit, you know, less is a bit more at times, and you know, obviously we've, you know, very difficult week last week, you know, with Royce leaving him, and the boys were really depressed, and you know, obviously, you know, felt bad for Royce, and we took a lot of responsibility for that. So you're the best thing that Kieran and Mike have done is just make sure, you know, go back to basics and just, you know, make training a bit more fun and try to take that mind off the situation. I think it's paid dividends.
And the confidence seems to be flowing as well, and to put these wins into the side, you'd be hoping to do the same on Good Friday against Wigan.
Yeah, definitely, you know, you're obviously looking to put Wigan to the side on Good Friday. It's a, you know, massive, massive game, and it's probably one of the biggest games in Rugby League, so you know, really looking forward to that, and just fingers crossed and keep the momentum going.
Relishing the chance to be back in the big games after that long-term injury.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, you know, you forget what it's like, and you know, I have to sit there, and when we're coming here to the Hollywood Jones last season, you know, having to sit there on the sideline, too big as we had to play the semi-final there as well, you know, it was really frustrating, but, you know, it was a good motivation for me, you know, to keep training and keep working out, and, you know, thankfully, back in the big games.
Good to hear from him, and good to hear as well that the old St Allen spirit returning. That result has moved St Allen's into the top eight. They actually sit in seventh position at the moment. But let's run through the top eight as it stands. Huddersfield Giants top the table with 7 wins from 9 games. Hull have slipped up into second spot. Still, very few people are talking about Hull, and I find this unbelievable, to be honest, because Peter Gentle really doing a good job there at the moment. Warrington Wolves down to third. Wigan into fourth. Catalan in fifth. Leeds Rhino 6th. St Allen 7th. And Salford City Reds just about hanging on to 8th position with Bradford Bulls on their coattails.
You mentioned I was talking about the FCA I spoke about them in the last podcast.
Yeah, but that was you. Nobody else is talking about them, have they? They're a great outside bet for silverware this season.
You're probably right, but it's too early to suggest they're going to go all the way and win the grand final. But probably the best outlook for them might be a good cup run and maybe get to Wembley.
Of course, this is the time of year when anything can happen, isn't it? 2 games. Back to back, let's run through them. Starting first of all with the Monday Thursday fixtures, we've got London Broncos at home to Catalan Dragons and Warrington Wolves taking on Bubbidnish Vikings, a return of the local derby to end all local derbies there as far as Warrington are concerned. Good Friday sees Bradford Bulls take on Leeds Rhinos, Huddersfield Giants at home to Salford City Reds. The Sky game is Hull against Hull Kingston Rovers in the East Yorkshire Derby. Notice how I didn't say Humberside this week, Adrian. Oh no, I've just said it. What am I thinking? The other games that are taking place on Good Friday, St Helens against Wigan and Wakefield Wildcats taking on the Castleford Tigers.
It's going to be a great atmosphere at Langtree Park. The game's been so that for ages, so it's going to be a big occasion.
That is just a game that really excites the rugby league taste buds, isn't it?
It is, and Wigan and St Stand always say this is the biggest derby within rugby league.
Bradford Bulls against Leeds Rhinos, that has an interesting ring to it, doesn't it, at the moment, with Bradford currently selling virtual tickets for the game.
Yeah, they're asking fans of the rugby league family to buy a virtual ticket, i.e. buy a ticket and not go to the game, try to pile to a crochet all the funds raised will go to help save the Bradford Bulls. A few years ago, this would have been tipped as the biggest derby in rugby league, but it isn't anymore.
Huddersfield Giants taking on Salford City Reds, that's surely a home banker, that, isn't it?
Yeah, expected to be Huddersfield Giants having a great season, aren't they? And only been beaten once at the Gal Farm. I don't expect them to lose out to Salford City Reds, who seem to be letting in lots of points made into that one.
A game that could be anything you like is Wakefield against Castleford. Now, this is usually a tight derby. I seem to remember one a few years ago, which had Super League survival written all over it. Now, sadly, those days have gone, in my eyes anyway. But both of these sides struggling at the wrong end of the table. A win, though, could have them looking towards the top eight.
Well, Castleford had a great victory against Hawkinson Rovers, that will set them up nicely against a Wakefield team whose confidence has been knocked about a little bit, certainly in the game against London.
Again, I'm putting you on the spot again in the first round of fixtures that's taking place over this Easter period. Looking at the Monday, Thursday and Good Friday games, where's your money going?
Well, my money's going to go on a Catalan Dragons victory at London Broncos. Sadly for Witness, I don't think they're going to get the victory into Warrington. I expect Warrington to be far too strong for the Vikings in that game at Halliwell Jones Stadium on Friday. I'm not going with Bradford. I don't think Leeds are playing particularly well at the minute. Huddersfield will be too strong for Salford. A homicide derby. I've done it now, haven't I? It's East Yorkshire. Could go anyway at this way, but I think Hull FC are just about playing better than Hawkins and Rovers. So they expect the black and white of Hull to be smiling at the end of that one. I'm going to go for a home victory at the same time as the Intermediate Warriors. And in the other big derby in West Yorkshire, Casper Tigers will be too strong for Wakefield.
Rovers fans, just in case you're wondering, I have got Adrian's email address, so if you need to send any hate mail, I will gladly forward it on for you. Looking ahead to Easter Monday, a full range of fixtures once again. Castleford take on St Helens, Catalan Dragons are at home to Warrington Wolves, Huddersfield Giants at home to Hull, Leeds Rhinos at home to London Broncos, Salford City Reds, they have home advantage against Hull Kingston Rovers, Bradford Bulls travel to Whitby Vikings and Wakefield Wildcats go over the M62 to Wigan. Now these games on Easter Monday, notoriously, it's basically survival of the fittest, isn't it?
You're quite right, because the Easter Monday game, it's all about how you recovered from the Good Friday fixture, isn't it? Whether you played well during that match to kick on from it, that gives you the confidence, doesn't it? But come Monday, on the Easter Monday period, a lot of the players are out on their legs, aren't they?
I think actually that the Easter Monday is the one where the shocks could happen. I think that literally you've got to go with league form in the Good Friday and Monday Thursday games. But the Easter Monday, that really is open to anybody.
It's not about your fitness, isn't it, as well? And if you can stay fit and injury free, well, you should be good enough to hit the game ball.
Now, a lot of Super League coaches, they really do dislike this time of year. We hear it every year, we'll probably have reaction to some of these games next week, and somebody, somewhere, will be complaining about two games over the Easter period. Adrian, fan or no fan?
I'm a fan of it. I think it's a good test of calendar for both all the players involved in rugby league. It's a big money spinner for the clubs. Much needed revenue is generated over the Easter period, so I don't think the clubs will be too keen to drop a two game fixture over the Easter period.
I think it's one of these where probably the coaching staffs of the clubs would be keen to touch tomorrow, but if you ask the chairman will want the turnstiles clicking remotely all the time. If you want my opinion, certainly Adrian gave his thoughts on the first set of fixtures over the Easter period. I'm looking at it, I think we'll have a St Helens victory away at Castleford. I think home advantage will come for Catalan Dragons against Warrington. I think the Huddersfield Giants against Hull FC is a real close game. I'm going for a draw in that one. Leeds Rhinos have too much in the tank for London Broncos. Hull Kingston Rovers, I think, will have too much class for Salford City Reds. With these Vikings, well, they've won the last two home games, so I don't know. I think that Bradford, they'll be emotionally exhausted from their game against Leeds, and everybody will be wondering, will there be a Bradford Bulls turning up at the Stoke Park Stadium on Monday? Let's hope there is. I certainly think that with this Vikings though will come out with a victory. I can't see anything but a witness victory, to be honest, in that one. And Wigan, their home advantage, will count against Wakefield. That's just about all that we've got time for on this edition of Super.